USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his first public appearance since last week, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo apologized over sexual harassment accusations made against him by three women, but rebuffed calls by some lawmakers for his immediate resignation.
I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me. I'm going to do the job the people of the state elected me to do.
Cuomo denies he ever touched anyone inappropriately, adding he apologizes for having made people feel uncomfortable. President Biden is making a push to end cancer as we know it.
We can make significant strides in fighting cancer and Alzheimer's and other diseases if we take a slightly different approach.
Biden meeting with a group of lawmakers at the White House on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief. And people are like, okay, that's good because we need relief and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is. But on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House. The Pentagon's delayed response to the January 6 Capitol attack is coming into question during a Senate hearing today. Lawmakers wanting to know why it took them so long to deploy National Guard troops. Major General William Walker says he got an urgent call from the Capitol Police Chief seeking immediate help, but the request wasn't approved by the Pentagon for more than 3 hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The highest court in the land is hearing arguments regarding voting laws.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday appeared to agree with two Arizona voting laws. The Biden administration also told the justices in a letter 2 weeks ago that the Arizona measures appeared to be lawful. The cases involve two voting regulations in Arizona that are in common use across the country. At least 20 states use it. One throws out ballots for those who vote in the wrong precinct. The other mandates who may collect, deliver, and turn in ballots at polling places. Opponents say this weakens Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act and therefore hurts minority voters. The High Court agreed to hear the challenges to Arizona's laws in early October, and a decision is expected by the end of June. In related news, last Friday a judge demanded Maricopa County turn over 2.1 million ballots for examination by the Arizona Senate. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As spring training continues in Florida and Arizona, we hear when minor league baseball teams will be taking the field.
While Major League Baseball appears to be on track to start the season as scheduled in early April, their top minor league clubs will have to wait to play ball. ESPN's reporting that opening day for AAA clubs will be pushed back to the first week of May, which is when the other levels of minor league ball were scheduled to start. The delay gives the major league clubs a chance to operate an alternative site as they did in the shortened 2020 season, to give players most likely to be called up due to virus cases a place to train. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.